Italian financial markets are in a calmer mood as lawmakers accelerated work on austerity measures. The Milan Stock Exchange was up today by nearly 1.5%, and the 10-year yield on bonds dropped to below 5.5% after touching 6% yesterday. The improved tone appears to be a direct result of Finance Minister Giulio Tremonti's pledge to speed up the timetable for an austerity budget that seeks to balance Italy's books by 2014. Charles Collins spoke to Kishore Jayabalan, the director of the Rome office of the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty. He says even with austerity, Italy will need economic growth to pay its debts.
It looks like Italy is in the news primarily because of the lack of confidence people have, let's say speculators in the markets and people who are meant to be buying bonds of government debt, seem to be getting very nervous about the ability of the European Central Bank and of the European finance ministers to deal with Greece, first of all. And now it looks like with Greece, we're having a second go-around of a bailout. And if Greece has to default, the real worry is that who else could be next? And Italy has always been one of those countries that has been considered seriously indebted. It's got its debt to GNP ratio is like 120%, so it's highly indebted. And the feeling is that Greece could you know declare that it can't pay back its debts and then default on its debts, and its creditors would have to take a reduction in the amount of money they could get back. But Italy is so much larger as an economy, and I think the worry is that the Greeks might have to default on their debt are starting to spread to larger southern European economies such as Spain and Italy. And if Italy, which is the third largest economy in Europe, goes under, it would be a real crisis for the European Monetary Union.
Now, there is an austerity budget that looks like it's going to pass fairly soon, and they hope to balance the budget by 2014. How important is austerity for the Italian economy?
Austerity is fairly important for the Italian economy. They've already had some degree of austerity. For example, this year they're expecting some kind of a budget surplus this year in Italy. But the problem isn't so much austerity as it is the lack of growth in Italy. And the lack of growth has been going on for over a decade. And without any growth, Italy's not going to pay back its debt. And if the yields on the Italian bonds keep increasing, the economy is going to have to keep growing at a pace to be able to pay back the interest that they owe to their creditors. And without any growth, they can't pay back their debt. And that's the real problem in Italy. But I would say that the lack of growth in Italy is due to a number of effects of having a very large and dominant political class. There's a story in today's Wall Street Journal which mentions the outrageously high salaries of Italian parliamentarians. It's something like over 11,000 euro, which is about $16,000 per month. And the average European parliamentarian gets something like 8,000 euro a month. So the Italian political class has been living high off the hog compared to the European counterparts. And I think at some point the Italian political class is going to have to start realizing that they are taking up too much of the country's wealth. They're soaking the country. They're creating all kinds of impediments for economic growth. And if you want to get the Italian economy reformed, the political class not only is going to have to do things like get rid of regulations, but really cut down the bureaucracy, because that's what's really killing the Italian economy. There's so much bureaucracy to do the simplest things in this country. And until the political class gets the message that this is no longer acceptable and all of the money is going out of the private sector into the public sector, primarily because the political class wants to live this very luxurious life, and I think that's got to stop.
You mentioned this need to free up the economy, but is there really a lot of political will in Italy, even from the people, to end government regulations, to liberalize the economy?
There have been at times during, I would say, like the Berlusconi government has in the last 10 years launched some proposals to liberalize the economy, to get entrepreneurship at the front and center of the Italian government's economic plan, let's call it. But really what they need to do is simply get out of the way. Rather than trying to micromanage the economy and dictate where investment should take place, the best thing is to simply reduce the size of government and make it easier for Italians themselves to create wealth and new opportunities, because no government official, no matter how wise he or she is going to be able to determine from Rome where economic growth should take place on the peninsula of Italy. And, you know, really what has to happen is, as I said before, cut down the bureaucracy, make it easier for young Italians especially to find job opportunities. Because right now, if you're a young Italian and you're looking for any kind of entrepreneurial or positive job outlook, you have to leave the country. There's too much focus on the big banks and big government, and the same things that are happening in a lot of other European countries and the United States, for that matter, are happening in spades in Italy. And I think it's partly due to the political class having way too much control over the country's economy.